Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. I found out a behind-the-scenes little thing about crime shows, crime documentary shows, from my friend April yesterday, who's the prosecutor, and she's been on those crime shows before. She told me a little secret about the production of those, what they do. And I'll share that with everybody coming up in a little bit. But this is the most anticipated time of the week. It's where Riggins brings in his fine guitar and plays us a song about all of the things that have happened on the show and in the world of popular culture. It's very funny, and it's called The Week in Review. So, Riggins, go ahead and play at it.
All right. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay's working from home today, which is my ultimate fantasy. But you know what? Maybe I am working from home because you guys are like family.
Aww.
Maybe I'm sentimental because it's Christmas, which is really special to me. But you really are like family. The Manson specifically. I want to do a tour of Lindsay's house. Maybe have some coffee and chat. But then again, it's so far, I'll just look on Zillow or something like that. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Techny Rob is going to the gym 3 times a week. And he's quit the fast food and such. I don't mean this to sound harsh, but now I don't like him as much. It's weird.
He's such a goody two-shoes.
I know. It's like, give me old Rob. Lindsay's been to a ton of Christmas parties, at least a dozen, I do believe. And there's still a few on the schedule all the way up until Christmas Weave. Christmas Eve. I spelled it wrong.
She's got a Christmas weave.
And TJ, thank you for the massive Christmas bonus. It feels good to do my part. I know you told me to keep it quiet, but I wanted to say thank you from my heart. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Taco Bell now has chicken nuggets. They're obviously deep fried and not grilled. Some nuggets and a Baja Blast. If you're white trash, you must be thrilled. I had to take my dog to the emergency vet. I always want to make sure he's getting the proper care. They gave him some really strong painkillers, and I told him that I would share. We did Breaking and Entering Christmas in Western North Carolina a few days ago. Then again, I was blackout drunk. We could have been in Hawaii for all I know. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Christmas edition.
Christmas edition.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. So, what do you got planned for the holidays? Your mom has some ideas coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I've already got the text from my mom about Christmas this year. Christmas Eve, she's going to make spaghetti. She's going to make some sauce. Mm-hmm. And then on Christmas night, we're going to have ribeye steaks. And she texted me. She said, all good with this menu? I said, perfect. You know what? And if you're making pasta, let's have some garlic bread and salad too. She said, you got it. Deal. Yesterday, she texted me and she says, what's your preferred salad dressing? I said, you know what? I'm good with anything. An Italian, a ranch, or even a Caesar. I'll be fine with it. How about that? And she goes, okay, what kind of Caesar do you like? All right, Mom. Here's a Caesar dressing I like. She goes, found it. Got it. We're set. I went, great. Perfect. Now, those text messages do not compare to this text message this mother sent to her entire family. Hey, everyone. Plans for our family Christmas is next Monday. We are starting out with family pictures at 3 p.m. Molly sent a previous text regarding this. But I'm wanting plain color clothing of your choice. If you can, we will take Christmas themed pictures too. So add a pop of red, green, plaid, etc. We will attempt an outside winter themed one with extras, with individuals too inside if wanted, whatever. Please be prompt.
Oh my God.
Also, we will do a white elephant exchange at $20 along with some fun games and prizes. Then put the money emoji.
Mm.
Ongoing opening presents and dinner will be great and delicious. Dinner is on us. Don't bring anything unless you need special food choices. Cannot wait to be together. The reason for the season, the birth of Christ, and the provider of all we have and enjoy. That was the group family text message.
How did you get into my phone?
That's going to be my question. Does your mom, Lindsay, send out stuff like that?
It wouldn't be that crazy and extravagant, but I could see her being like, we're taking a family photo. I need all matching PJs, like the whole thing. And it's something I would do because I get it honest, you know?
Yeah. A lot of control. Does Jody do that with the kids? I mean, you guys are going out of town.
No, she does.
She doesn't want control that bad too.
No. Because she's one of those moms that will take small victories. You know, at Thanksgiving, the kids took a serious picture together where they weren't being silly and stupid, and my son's hair looked good, and she didn't think that it needed to be cut, and it looked raggedy, and I guess his beard was trimmed to her liking, and so she's like, that's fine, you know, as long as he looks clean,
yeah,
you know, things like that.
I think that's a good quality to have, taking the little victories where you can get them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then take them and shh about it.
Make a big scene about it.
Because, you know, she ends up being like, well, you know, this is cute. He looks so cute. And then turning it to he usually doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And he could do so much more. He could do so much better. But at least.
Yeah.
You know,
it's followed
with
some sort of
hidden insult. Yeah.
At least he's wearing a shirt that is not 10 times too big for him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. People love this message, though. Sounds like you've got the best mom ever. Who's thought about everything to make her family's Christmas experience perfect? Ooh, she ate and left no crumbs, somebody said. Every single detail was discussed, and they were given instructions. Perfect text message.
Is that what we have to look forward to now, that phrase, she ate and had no crumbs?
Honestly, I thought that was on the way out. I mean,
yeah, I did too.
Jeez. Because I'm working hard to get rid of somebody keeping the receipts. Now.
Yeah, let's make it a twofer.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So if you've been a family member of ours for a good while, you know that I have a friend who is a prosecutor. Her name is April, and she is a prosecutor in Richland County, South Carolina, which is Columbia, South Carolina. That's the city. And she has prosecuted some pretty big cases that they've done features on with these crime shows, different ones. And so I've asked her, you know, over the years, hey, do they have, I know those are fake, those shots of when they show you just sitting in the office on the phone and things like that. And then they're doing the voiceover over it and on. Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah, they have us just walk through the office while somebody's on the phone and all that's all staged. They'll do that. And, she said that, in some of these shows, you can be watching a case that happened, let's say in Aurora, Illinois, and they will show an empty courtroom as they're talking about the case and they're doing voiceover and stuff. And she said many of those will be our courthouse that they shot when they were here doing a story that we were in. So they just use stock footage of these courthouses that aren't even the ones that they're at, you know, that the case is happening. So, between that and then they'll, you know, I said, I figured those other things were staged because they'll be talking to the detective from the case and he's retired, but then it shows him sitting at a desk in the police station on the phone in normal time, you know, like today's times.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he's retired, why would he be sitting in there with a folder going through it and on the phone.
Yeah.
So she said that if you pay attention, you can see sometimes when they show the actual footage of the case going on in the court, it doesn't match the footage that they've been showing of the empty courtroom they're setting the scene.
Do they get paid?
Interesting.
Does she get paid to do that?
I don't know.
Like, what's the motivation to go be a part of the show? Is it just to like share your story kind of thing?
I have no idea.
I wonder if she's got to get paid. I mean, that's like a union. I'm getting into the weeds of it, but I'd be curious what kind of paycheck they get for that.
Yeah.
Just to appear.
And I wonder if certain prosecutors or defense attorneys or whatever negotiate more money. I mean, if you want me to be, has everybody else signed on to do it? I'm the last one. I'm the holdout. Well, if you want me to do it, I'm going to charge. And for some reason I picture the defense attorneys being more into getting paid for it than the prosecution.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't even know if they are allowed to do side businesses, side jobs, if you work for the government.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And my dad was a government employee. He was in the, he was a recruiter in the military, and he couldn't have any other job on the side on the weekends or anything like that. He wasn't allowed.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it is if you work for the local government or not.
Yeah. So has she been in a lot of these shows?
Several of them.
Oh, yeah. Really?
That's cool.
Yeah. And those types of things will drive me nuts. If I see them and go, you know, he's not on the phone. Yeah. He's been retired for 30 years.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Why would you put that guy at a desk when he's retired? That doesn't even make sense.
Just that B-roll, as they call it, B-roll in the TV business.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I didn't get anywhere in my quest to, you know, act like I was one of the prosecutors in the next case that they do in there.
Oh, no.
For the TV show. She's like, can't do that. Still can't do that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I got this list of the rudest things that people do at parties, at holiday parties. This is according to people who, the hosts of these parties, I almost said people who throw these parties, but the hosts of these parties were surveyed, and they said that the rudest thing that a guest does, you know, within reason, like a normal thing, not tearing up the place or anything, but is when they invite others without notice. Like you just show up with somebody that wasn't on the guest list.
Yeah.
And I can see that being really bad.
That's pretty bad.
Because you could show up with a person that completely changes the dynamic of the entire party.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be... I don't know what I would do. And I'm sure I would just say, oh, yeah, come on in, whatever. But I would have to have a discussion with that person afterward, the friend that got invited, and say, don't do that. You know, you bring somebody in here and you're the only one that likes that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just say it like that? Or you don't try to hide it in a joke or anything?
No, I would probably just say it. Or I would just ghost the friend altogether and never have anything else to do with them.
That is really rude.
Yeah. Because then I tend to look at things like, well, obviously we don't have anything in common. If you think that was okay, if I'm going to be okay with that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, you show up with some college professor here, some Marxist college professor.
Sure.
I kind of did that this year.
Did you?
You took somebody that wasn't invited?
Yeah. I have a party tonight in the neighborhood. Our little section of the neighborhood does it every year. And last year, one of my friends was invited. So I guess I just assumed she was invited this year, and she doesn't live in the neighborhood. So I told her about it. I sent her the invite, and then come to find out the girl just wanted it our neighborhood.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think I just assumed she was invited because
she was already there last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I kind of did it, but I didn't mean to. And so the girl was like, no, it's fine. I just wanted to keep it like our little say, but it's cool. Just, you know, it's fine. Just, you know, tell her to come. I'm like, well, I already did.
I've been the recipient of the assuming I'm going to be at a party when I wasn't invited. I had a friend and it was his birthday, and I, you know, got him some stuff for his birthday, and a couple of them were just funny things, and then another, you know, a couple of them were really, you know, cool. And he was having a party, I guess, Saturday night. He and his wife were having a birthday party for him. And he said, "Oh man, this is great. This is awesome. Thank you." He goes, "All right, so well, I guess I'll see you Saturday, huh?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." And I figured that they were having a get together Saturday, and I didn't say I'm not invited to that, or, you know, whatever. I didn't want to embarrass him. But I, you know, Jody and I weren't invited.
Oh no, yeah. That's so bad. Oh. Well, he got the idea, don't you think? He's like, "Oh man, I screwed up."
Yeah, I mean, because we would have been invited before. We right. just weren't invited that year. Ooh. And so.
That's so bad.
And I'm not pregnant.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, we got some last-minute gift ideas for you. You waited till the last minute to think, "Hey, I don't have time to order anything and get it here in time for Christmas." Well, good for you. You've got your DJs on duty here to give you the list of things that you could pick up at a moment's notice that would be great gifts for the ones you love. Let's give it up in just a few minutes. Right now, we're going to find out what is trending. What's now trending with Riggins?
Right now, Superman, one of the top trending topics, the new trailer for the upcoming Superman movie hit the internet yesterday. And he looks
the whole trailer this time. No, not a teaser for the trailer.
No, it is a teaser.
They're calling it a teaser trailer.
Teaser trailer. He looks just like Christopher Reeve, the guy that they have playing him now. And it looks good. I don't follow the superhero stuff, but it looks like a good Superman movie.
Yeah, I don't like Superman, but this looks pretty good.
Yeah, and of course they got to include Superman's dog. I didn't know Superman had a dog.
Crypto.
Yeah, he saves Superman in his time of need. So always a good plot twist in 2024. Add a dog. It's just a good idea.
Are they using a real dog?
It looked real in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine they would do that, though, on a Hollywood set, using a real dog. Knowing the backlash that could come.
They should have stopped with the Christopher Reeves one.
You think?
They're doing too much.
You know what?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and they're saying that all of these superhero movies now are that people go watch them because they just love the idea of them, but there's nothing really groundbreaking in each addition to the series or anything like that. It's all just bleh. But people are just in such a routine of going to these superhero movies that they just go.
Yeah,
and then they kind of try to tell themselves that they like it as, you know, as much as they liked the last one or whatever. Because it's kind of like you don't want to turn your back on what you've believed your entire life. You know, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
Disagree.
And I'm being serious. Yeah.
It's probably painful.
Maybe not you, Rob, but a lot of people are. I've seen the statistics and the interviews with the people and all that.
Okay. Rob, you don't even like Superman, you said.
No, but superhero movies, they give me emotion.
Yeah. Well, this is an example of what TJ's saying.
But even people who are... adults who like superhero movies don't cry at Moana 2.
Well, you know,
so you're a little bit different.
Well, that's
you're
their fault.
Different than your average moviegoer. I'm trying to make a point to the people of information that they can, you know, really hang on to as real life stuff.
Well, I
just wish you don't fall into that category.
I just wish it wasn't wrong.
You two are too much. You two are too much. One of the craziest articles was posted yesterday, and I have not stopped thinking about it. I'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I want to give you all the details of this story, but try to follow along. Even if you don't follow celebrity stuff, this is a crazy story. Ariana Grande, she's in this new Wicked movie, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
She's dating her co-star. His name is Ethan Slater. He's kind of a short little guy. He's got curly red hair. He played SpongeBob on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Ugly fella.
I wasn't going to say ugly fella.
Yeah, he's ugly.
TJ will. when they met on the set of Wicked, right, he was married to a woman who's also a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke up. They're getting divorced. They broke up while she right after she had their baby. They were high school sweethearts. So he goes to another country to film this movie, falls in love with Ariana Grande. Now they're together, and the wife with this young child mm-hmm. is now a single mother. She has finally spoken out yesterday. There was an article posted that she wrote. It is magnificently written.
Well, I'm sure.
She's brilliant. You can tell just by the way she writes. And she does. And she goes into the what it feels like to be a mother with a child that is now living in the limelight of this husband who's now dating a celebrity. And she points out, my whole job as a psychologist is about being candid and honest with people and also keeping things quiet. So I don't have any social media. So now imagine my life has been blown up because my husband runs off with this celebrity and now all the attention is on me. And how do I sort of navigate the attention that I'm getting? She also experienced postpartum depression. At the same time, her husband is now dating the celebrity. She's like, this woman is going through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But despite all those things, she doesn't say one negative word about the now ex-husband or Ariana Grande. So I think kudos to her for, you know, sort of putting on a brave face and doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really remarkable.
He's an idiot. She's going to love him and leave him like she does everybody. And here he went, messed up his family, messed up his life.
Mm-hmm. And you know she's crazy.
Yes.
You would just assume Ariana Grande is crazy.
You have to.
I would just think, doesn't matter how pretty she is or any of that kind of stuff. You know enough about her to know that she's probably, as they say, a pill.
Because she's been engaged 1,000 times, I mean, and married. And
she's a wackadoodle.
Now, we only know one side. A lot of celebrity outlets are saying, like, we only know one side. We don't know all the details. But, man, it is shocking, isn't it?
You don't really need any more details. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's a new dilemma that I have on the show here, since I'm the one that runs the control board and all now. It is, will Rob's microphone be on or off depending on whether or not he's finished eating his bag of Cheez-Its or whatever it was? Not only is the bag going, then he's going.
I tried to move the microphone away. I guess it wasn't enough.
No, not unless you moved it outside. People are still going to hear you crunching. Are you finished with them?
I'll wait until we're done with this break.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish them up, because I know you're going to sit there staring at them, you wanting them. So you'll be no good to us anyway.
It's the ones that you tip up, said?
No, this is a regular bag.
A regular bag
of Cheez-Its. All right. So if you're a last minute gift shopper and you're worried that you're not going to be able to get anything cool for the person that you've put off, they've got a list here of last minute items that are great gifts. Mm. A digital product like an online course, a streaming subscription, or even a video game.
Oh.
An experience, quote unquote, like concert tickets, tickets to a football game, a vacation, or any other future event. Give the person a printout of the tickets in a card.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great gift, though. I mean, you got to be putting last minute gift. That's got to be a last minute gift to somebody who's huge on your list.
Yeah.
You know how much football tickets and concert tickets, for that matter, are outrageous. Yeah. Outrageous.
Crazy.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is hitting all-time highs right now, and new meme coins, is that how you say it? Yeah. Meme coins are always coming out. Fartcoin is especially popular right now. A homemade coupon. Like taking them to their favorite bar and getting the first round, or cooking them dinner from scratch.
Yeah.
You got, like, you know, those love coupons that they
used to say. We used to do that as kids. Yeah. Like, you know, you make it for your parents, like, oh, good for one. I'll clean the dishes or what, you know, whatever it is.
And then The fifth one is photos of you together. If you've got some great photos together on your phone, print them out. Put them in a nice frame.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the concert tickets.
Yeah, or the vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, the vacation sounds a lot better than the framed picture.
Yeah, that's what I want is the vacation to the football game.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Got some great news.
Do you?
Yeah. And rarely do I have good news. It seems that the U.S. America has eradicated all of the murder hornets that were here.
No way.
You remember back right as COVID was tapering off and everything, it was murder hornets have shown up in the USA. And,
yeah,
you know, they were in, not only is their sting more venomous and it hurts more and they're huge. They kill honeybees. They kill the bees. And everybody was led by the media to freak out, trying to get people to panic.
Oh, yeah. It was everywhere. And, murder hornets. Murder hornets.
And they were only seen in a small area in Oregon. So now they haven't been seen in a couple of years. Not one.
Okay.
And they've said that this, you know, that does away with it. So again, another from that period of time where they're just trying to get people to stay in a panic and be afraid to go outside.
That's why they introduced these loose monkeys. They were like, our murder hornets are dying off. Let's unleash 47 monkeys in South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's always something.
Yeah.
I know. It's just ridiculous.
Keeping us on our toes.
Mm-hmm. But, I do want to see one in person. I want to see what the murder hornet looks like because every picture they put out of one, it looked like it was the size of a blue jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, but I don't think they really are.
Think it was like photoshopped,
or just as you know, they were zoomed in so closely to it that the picture just looked like they were bigger than what they were. But it did show them. Like I saw one that was dead, and they put the dead one up against a regular dead hornet that we have in US America and it dwarfed it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there was a nice one. He's like, why do we got to call me a murder hornet? I'm a nice, I'm just living my life. You call me a murder hornet.
I'm actually an involuntary manslaughter hornet.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. I haven't murdered a soul.
Yeah.
No way. I beat that case.
Don't put that on me. It wasn't me. It's messed up.
They dropped the charges. The mistaken identity.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.